Hello, my name is Jordan. I'm one of the more local of Steph's friends. I only met her in 22, and it was, I kind of look at my group of friends, and I realized she connected me with 80% of the people I spend time with now. And I'm sure everyone has a similar story of, you know, as you mentioned, a party she planned, but definitely she kept it cool. You didn't know she was doing it until you had six mutual friends. You're like, how did this happen? I was blessed to be allowed to spend 7 days with her in Spain with Rachel as well. And they were, you can kind of tell she was tired. She was kind of ready to get back to her husband, but she was ready to also spend time with friends. And one story comes to mind. We were in Ibiza in the last 3 days of our trip. We went to the beach, and she, after about 30, 45 minutes of the beach, she kind of turns to us and she said, "There's a beautiful view that we have to go to. That's my one thing that I want. I want to do this." So we kind of looked at each other like, we could do that. And we followed her instructions to kind of see where this trail starts. And the hill is very steep. We're like, okay, maybe it's not that long. We can check how long it is. It's 2 miles in flip-flops, uphill. And we kind of look at her and we're like, are you sure? She said, this is the one thing I want. We're like, all right, for you, Steph, we'll do it. So we pack all our stuff up, and we're like, maybe we can drive. See if we can drive up the hill and maybe cut down a few miles. And we drive up and down the street of this little mountain road, and there's nowhere to park, and it's the narrow European road. We're like, okay, we're going to have to do this. So we gird our loins, and we start walking. And she, of course, made it feel short and like a fun adventure. We get to a fence, she's like, it's fine, we hop the fence. because we're, you know, we want to make this memory, and we finally get to the end of this this trail, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful view of the Mediterranean. It's just barely starting sunset. We get the most, I think, beautiful pictures of the trip there. And we meet these two fellows who are also up there, who start talking. And we were planning on going to a party later, because you're in Ibiza, you gotta do it once, I guess. And Steph mentions where we're going, and they're like, they look at their watch, they look at us, you know that closes in 3 hours, right? And we kind of look at each other, we're an hour on the other side of the island, we're 2 miles up a mountain, and we're like, oh no. And Steph's like, okay, quick, take pictures. let's hug it out. And then we need to sprint back to the car. Because even if she wasn't super psyched about going to a party, she's partied out. She knew that it was important to several people in our group. And if we hadn't done that trip, we hadn't done that hike, we wouldn't have known, and we would have missed out on another part of our trip together. And it was so funny how things tended to work out like that. The way that she would connect with people would give you a piece of the puzzle that would help you. And, you know, hey, just so you know, in 2 hours, the thing you were planning on doing is gonna close. And it was, I think other people have mentioned, it was always an adventure. And she always made you feel seen. She had a way of listening that made you feel like what you were saying was the most important thing she'd ever heard. To the point where there's been a few things where I'm like, I told her about a trip that I went on. Why didn't she tell me about her experiences? She was so ready to share with you, and she was so ready to make you feel seen that I think sometimes she didn't let herself be seen. And looking back, I wish I'd tried to bridge that gap more, but she made you feel so good that you thought, this is, what better friendship could there be than this? So she's inspired me to be a better friend, to make other people feel the way that she made me feel every time I had a conversation, every time she invited me out. I'm sure that's a common feeling. Every time she made you feel seen, you wanted to be around her. So I just want you to know that she's certainly touched people here. She spent time here, and there's not a single person I've been able to speak to who knew her in Salt Lake who wasn't devastated by this loss. And I'm so sorry for your family. Be sorry, Will. And thank you all for coming, and thank you so much. We'll miss her.